homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Hello, this is Will Crisp with Camp Cookin' for Allegheny Mountain Radio. Now let's talk about what I would call Hotel Dubrovnik ham and eggs. Here's a simple recipe from my days in then Yugoslavia. It will serve you very well for a December morning or particularly a Christmas morning brunch when you don't have a lot of time. But why the term Hotel Dubrovnik? Now, after 6 months language training in what was then called Serbo-Croatian language, I set forth for service at the U.S. Consulate General, Zagreb, Yugoslavia. Very young, very naive. In those days, the socialist, that is to say, communist, government of Yugoslavia allowed individuals to operate private inns or small restaurants. This provided competition with the public sector or state-operated restaurants. The result? Excellent cuisine and good service, unlike the doleful fare and sullen, gloomy service elsewhere in communist Eastern Europe, particularly in Russia. Now, Croatian cooking is first-rate, combining indigenous recipes with Balkan, Turkish, and Hungarian influences with fresh seafood from Croatia's Adriatic coast. I reveled in the diversity. But after my first 6 weeks in Zagreb, I developed a longing for good old-fashioned American breakfasts. Lo and behold, I discovered that the Hotel Dubrovnik on Zagreb's central square, called Trg Republike, or Square of the Republic, offered something called roughly, all one word but spelled in English, ham and eggs. Ham and eggs. So at 7 on many a morning, the black-tied, cheerful maitre d' named Milan would present the sizzling preparation described in this recipe. Some things do change. After Croatia achieved independence in the 1990s, Trg Republike was renamed Trg Bana Jelačica after a 19th century Croatian hero. The new government also purged the language of most foreign root words, particularly those of Serbian origin, English, or other European languages. I would now guess that writers can't use ham and eggs in official media, but I trust that this bubbling, happy breakfast remains on the Hotel Dubrovnik's menu, whatever the title. So here we go. Hotel Dubrovnik ham and eggs with a special eye on December mornings and especially Christmas brunch. The ingredients, very simple. 12 or so thin slices, uncooked country ham, 8 to 12 fresh, free-ranging eggs, black pepper, vegetable oil, 4 round 6 to 8 inch Pyrex dishes, American. Preparation time, 30 minutes, cooking time, 9 to 10 minutes, and this would serve 4. With variables depending on how many Pyrex dishes you want to use. The preparation. Soak the ham for 1 hour prior to cooking. Drain and pat the ham dry with paper towels. Preheat your oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Drizzle the vegetable oil into the Pyrex dishes and use paper towels to smooth them evenly in a light film. Place 3 ham slices flat down in each dish. Break 2 or 3 eggs onto each plate atop the ham. Sprinkle the yolks with black pepper. Place the dishes in the oven. Bake about 9 to 10 minutes until the eggs are cooked sunny side up, fairly soft. Place each dish on a hot dish mat or serving plate Enamel blue and white speckle plates recommended. Be careful, very hot. And as the Croatians would say in December, Sretan Božić, Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to all. Hotel Dubrovnik, Ham and Eggs. This has been Will Crisp with Camp Cooking for Allegheny Mountain Radio.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.